Day. That means City Council last night. Mayor Pownell and City Administrator Martig normally join us at this time, but they are off at a convention, the Minnesota League of Cities convention going on now in St. Cloud. So we have substitute teachers in today. We want to thank Dave Bennett for coming in. Dave, thank you so much. And Brenda Engelstad. Brenda, am I getting that? It's Engelstad? Did I get that name right?
That's correct.
Okay, let's talk about the meeting last night. We brought you in because of the audit. Last night, the final audit for the year ending in 2017. Let's start off with that. Did everything come out okay, I guess, is the question.
It did. And Tom Olinger from Abdo Eichen Myers was there last night to present. The audit went well. We got a clean and unmodified opinion. No surprises in the audit.
That's good.
Which is always a good thing. He mentioned a couple comments. We're meeting and exceeding our reserve policy in our cash balances. Our revenue was very close to budget, and our expenses were slightly under budget. So we did well in those areas.
All right. Boy, that sounds good. It's like a straight-A report card. What about, I guess now, as far as your process, the budget's something you got to work on all year, isn't it? Is it nice to kind of put that one to rest?
It is. So the audit's wrapping up now, and in the kind of finance world, as soon as you wrap up the audit, you start the budget.
Uh-huh.
So now we're done thinking about 2017. We're working on 18, and we'll start thinking about 19 and 20.
All right. Also, last night you talked about the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, the NAFRS, the Joint Powers Agreement. There has been some changes this year in the allocations. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. So the previous formula had been an 80-20% split, 80% population and 20% estimated mm-hmm. market value. NAFRS looked at it, and they were following some guidelines that the League of Minnesota Cities provided.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're changing the formula slightly, and it's going to be a 33-33-33 split between estimated market value of improvements only, which excludes the land, adds fire calls, and population.
Now, improvements, that would be buildings on the property, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And where do you draw the line on that? Just any building, any structure that's on the property? Because there are a lot of things on a farm property that you won't find in town.
Mm-hmm. That would be based on the assessor's valuation of what's improvements and what's land value.
So that just goes straight from the tax rolls?
Correct.
All right. When will this go into effect?
2020. They'll actually implement in 2019 for payments in 2020.
All right. And as far as the process that this needs to go through, does that put the whole thing to rest? Is that the final hurdle they have to do?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anything else about the finance?
That's
one of those areas where I guess no news is good news. It's good that you're not making news.
That's true. Very true.
Headlines. All right, let's move over and talk to Dave Bennett, the city engineer and also director of public works. Big thing on the agenda last night, Dave, was Cannon River Civic Center. Is that correct?
Yeah. So last night, yep, the question was on the ballot. So really there was a lot of discussion. I think really along the way there's been pretty good support, at least from the council. I mean, really no strong opposition, at least getting it out to the voters. And really the discussion last night really focused on what really should that name be called.
Mm-hmm.
Should we call it the Ice Arena? Should we call it a Civic Center? If there's other uses going on in there that currently are going on there and can potentially be expanded. So they did make a change last night. So they're going with the multi-purpose combination Civic Center and Ice Arena. So a little bit longer on the ballot, but to provide clarity for the voters. So that was some of the discussion.
Now, the cost, we talked cost allocations with NAFRS. What about the cost allocation with this? The total cost, how much the voters are voting on, how much private money would be donated and such?
Sure, sure. So the overall project is $21.2 million. So there's a combination of partnership with the city of Dundas, so local option sales tax. So that would be for the city of Northfield and the city of Dundas. So Dundas is looking at acting or considering that. They're having discussion at their next week council, and then their first meeting in July, they would take up that action. So, and then the city of Northfield also has a property tax levy included in theirs. And then along with that, there's outside financing from private fundraising. So $3.4 million from private fundraising and the sale of the arena grants, bringing in another $2 million. So really the cost difference between one sheet of ice in the Civic Center versus adding another one that would be used just in the wintertime is about $5.4 million. And really that's coming from outside sources, really not supported through the property levy.
Okay. Now, are you familiar, when we would talk about the sales tax, it would be a 0.5% sales tax. Are you familiar with the laws regarding that? Is it just 0.5% forever? Does it get paid off at some point? Is there, I guess, a sunset involved with this?
Yeah, so within the authorization for the question that will be to the voters, currently it's set up at $17.8 million. So once that value is reached, or 20 years, so it's 20 years or $17.8 million. So there is a sunset period, and once those dollars are collected, certainly if we have more growth in our sales and our sales tax goes up, it could offset the property tax. So currently 70% is proposed for the Civic Center, and then 30% would go to other parks and recreation improvements within the city. So that's been considered for both Dundas and Northfield.
All right. From the standpoint of the city, is this all set to go on the ballot now? Are there any further actions that the council will have to take?
I'm not aware of any more actions until really the action related to after the ballot in November. So I think certainly after the vote there will be a lot of actions, but this really, I think, set the stage, and we'll be really working on the education component now and having all the good, accurate information out for the voters.
All right. Coming up in about a little over an hour, we'll be talking with Chris Canelli and Brett Bielenberg. They are proponents of the Cannon River Civic Center, and we'll find out a whole lot more about the center and their efforts. Once again, that's a little bit later on the KYMN Morning Show. Let's move on. Looking with next on the agenda, you had Spring Creek Road project. You had some discussion on that. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So Spring Creek Road, so this is out on the east part of town. So this is looking at improving that road from a gravel road to a paved road, and really bringing it it proposed as an urban section on the west side and a rural section on the east side. So down from Superior all the way up to Huron Court, really adjacent to where the new development has occurred out there. So we brought it forward because the costs are coming in higher on the project. So early estimates of the project were $1.3 million. For the construction, we're at $2.6
million. Wow.
So we paused, and we wanted to bring it to council's attention, and we're going to be working through some options to see if we would want to consider a redefined scope. Probably the biggest cost in the change is on the west side. There's significant retaining walls that have to be built in order to support the trail on the west side. So we're looking at alternatives to see if, do we need the trail on that side? Should we move the trail to the east side right now? Or have maybe the trail on the west just further to the north? Since there's another trail that currently runs along Spring Creek that's already behind the homes that will come up and intersect the roadway. So we'll be talking with council about those options. So,
are we looking at 2019? Is this project targeted for 2019?
I think the intention was that we're going to be going out for bid and actually constructing this fall. It could have maybe carried over, but the majority of the work would have been done in 2018.
Okay.
I think now there's a possibility that we may still start some work in 18, but a lot of it'll probably most likely carry over into 19.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. The Benedictine Living Community was on the agenda last night. Everything on there was approved, a unanimous vote. Were these the final things that need to fall into place before they can get the whole project underway?
Yeah, I think this really sets the stage for them really to come in and get their building permit and start construction. So these are just really all the different agreements related to the ground lease, shared use for the using of the roadway, shared utilities, all those agreements kind of outlining roles, responsibilities moving forward in terms of what they're responsible for and the costs and the use of those existing infrastructure up there. So this really sets the stage. They should be getting We should probably be issuing building permit here, I would think, in the near future. So I would anticipate this fall construction going on out there.
All right. The building permit, have they applied for that yet, or do you have to have all this stuff done before you apply? And is that a long process at this point for the city and for them?
I'm not sure if they've actually. I know they've probably sent some preliminary type plans and had some discussions with our building official and our department, but I don't know if they have the full final submittal in for review and approval at this time.
All right. Once again, Dave Bennett, city engineer and city planning. We have. Boy, is that? Have we gone through the whole thing? Anything else?
There were a couple other items, just a couple of grants that were added to the agenda. So
okay,
there's a climate action plan grant through the MPCA. So. As part of the city's strategic plan, one of the initiatives is to develop a climate action plan, and this would we're really looking for costs to help with the consultant that would help prepare that. So this would offset that. So this would be a grant that we're requesting that's $30,000 for that work. So,
okay.
That grant is due at the end of June, so we'll be sending that in, and hopefully we're successful. We did find out earlier this month, and we're going through and getting. We did apply for another grant earlier to help out the Community Action Center in terms of refrigerator freezer within the building down at the NCRC.
Sure.
So we were successful with that. So we'll be working with them to get that installed. So that's great to hear.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it, and we will look forward to talking to you or somebody next week.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Once again, that is Dave Bennett and Brenda Engelstad from the City of Northfield.